Imagine being caught up suddenly in a blackout with your friends. One moment, you're enjoying your favorite sports team or streaming your must-watch series, and the next, you can't see a thing. What's the first thing you look for? Your mobile phone's flashlight? A candle, perhaps? Anything that can cut through the darkness, right? As soon as you turn it on, you position it so it illuminates the largest possible area. Nobody thinks, "Great, I have a flashlight. Let's hide it in a cupboard or put it under the bed." That would be bizarre, right? Light, after all, is meant to be seen. Jesus uses the same everyday logic when he refers to you as the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Jesus addresses ordinary followers, challenging their hidden sense of inferiority by revealing a greatness inside them that they were unaware of. We all know the feeling. I'm new to this faith. Quite frankly, I'm embarrassed at some of the things I do in secret. Notice what Jesus doesn't say in Matthew 5:14. He doesn't say, "If you try hard, one day you'll become the light of the world." He says, "You are the light of the world." This emphatic statement leaves no room for interpretation. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 declares, "In Christ, you are a new creation. The old has gone and the new is here." The moment you put your trust in Christ, God gives you a new start and a new identity. The old labels of failure, dirty, not enough, too far gone no longer apply to you, despite what you see with your naked eye. In Christ, you are a new creation. Jesus calls you light of the world. But how can Jesus make such a bold statement about such imperfect people? Well, because he is the true light. John 18 states, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Jesus reveals who God is and what real life is. Following him shapes your identity. You become light, not by superiority, but because you belong to the one who is the light of the world. Where have you let your past or the opinions of others define you more than Jesus' words? How does it change your perception of yourself to hear him say, "You are the light of the world, and the new is here"? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, despite how I feel sometimes, thank you for declaring in Christ, "I am a new creation and the light of the world." Teach me to see myself the way you see me. Let your light of life shine in me and begin to push back the darkness in my heart and in my story. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.